memories. Someone took my heart and tore it all apart when they took your love from me. If time could turn back the page of yesterday to the love that we once knew, someone won your heart, little darling. Now I'm all alone and
ah, yes, little darling. Someone won it. Somebody got away with it. Somebody won your heart. And how? And, Merle?
Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree.
You remember the old pig meat strut?
Hmm? Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that you were able to crack the ice on that one this morning?
Oh, I suppose so. I wonder if it'd be all right, Mr. Engineer,
sure,
if I turn this microphone down.
Why, sure. While I'm talking here, you can do that. That'll take care of it. Let us have it.
All right.
Thank you, Merle. Thank you. And now, Carl Saunders, you better cut in here awful fast. That's right, Carl. They don't want to beat it. By golly. No, there was a great crowd down there Saturday night, and there should be another big one next Saturday night. Andy Holcomb now. By golly, let's hear one of your vocal solos. Andy, which one do you want to do?
Oh, it's, how about Rainbow's End, please?
Ah, my favorite number.
Traveled this whole world over now. I'm going down to the rainbow. From twilight till dawn, trudging on and on, till I come to the rainbow. I'm weary and tired, but I don't care. I'm going down to the rainbow's end. No friends, no home, just traveling alone on my way. Someone has has waited there all along. I'll know at the rainbow's end how it feels to be pressed to an angel's breast when I come to the rainbow's end.
Thank you, Andrew. And, neighbors, it's been the first 15 minutes of Harmony Homestead brought to you by Cottonseed Clark's big Hollywood barn dance on Saturday night. Yes, at the Western Palisades. Be sure to get down there Saturday night and really have a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun there last Saturday night. The fireworks were sure going, and we really had a big night. And now suppose we stand by here and let the girls come in and do a little singing and a little talking, and then we'll be right back with you with some more of Harmony Homestead. That's right, Carl. We can do it. I hope so. And now here's the trio to sing Someone to Go Home To. I'll say this is really a pretty song. Tex Ann, Tex and Merle.
Someone to go home to when my work is through. Someone to console me when I'm feeling blue. Someone will be waiting in some cozy nest. In some peaceful valley, way out in the west. Why must I be lonely? Why must I be sad? I'm terribly lonely. It's driving me mad. I don't quite deserve this. What wrong did I do? How long must I wait for my dreams to come true? Someone to go home to when my work is through. Someone to console me when I'm feeling blue. Someone will be waiting in some cozy bed, in some peaceful valley, way out in.
Yeah, say, that was really it. Say, Andy, do you happen to know the steel guitar rag over there,
Yeah, I know it, Cliff.
Well, let's do that instead of that slow Hawaiian number, huh? You got the only steel guitar with a turntable on it I've seen. If he comes to a part of the music he doesn't know, he just slaps on a record and plays it.
I'll tell you what, Mick takes my chord snips, but I'll play a chord from his fiddle tunes.
All right, you hear that? Take a to play a chorus in this. No, you're not. Not very long. Thank you. guy that really knows the strings to pull at the right time. Like a politician. You know, no other chair gives you all the exceptional features of the Phoenix Airflow chair. Most important is that patented triple spring suspension at the base, which enables the chair to adjust itself automatically and perfectly to your body, whether you're tall, short, heavy, or slender. Now, it has an especially designed steel spring seat and back that add to this flexibility, providing form-fitting support throughout, regardless of the sitter's position. Phoenix Airflow chairs are available in a wide variety of cover fabrics, so you're sure to find one that will harmonize with any room in your home. The Phoenix Airflow chair is sold in better furniture stores everywhere, so be sure to see it, ask for it, and I know you'll be real pleased with the Phoenix Airflow chair. And now Merle Travis. Merle, for one of his wonderful solos, his vocal numbers. Stop blushing, Merle, and don't say something to tear the build-up down now, will you?
All right. Tell you what, I'll do a little building up myself.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I'd love to butcher a song that an old boy wrote that's wrote a lot of good ones. His name is Jimmy Wakely. He's out on the set today making one of his feature pictures, and he said he'd be listening at about 25 minutes till 10, so I'll do this little tune for him. The name of it's I'm Going to Ride That Gospel Train.
Did Jimmy White write this?
Yeah. Didn't you know that he used to be one of these gospel quartet-shaped singers, too?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to catch her on the fly. She will take me up to glory where we never say goodbye. I'm going to ride that gospel train. I'm going to ride that gospel train to that city of pure gold where we never will grow old. I'm going to ride that gospel train. I want to hear that whistle blow to that bright and sunny clime. Take me to them friends of mine. I'm going to ride that gospel train. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a happy day in glory by and by. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to ride that gospel train to the sky.
Ah, yes, Merle, the old gospel train. Merle Travis singing it for you. And now, Tex.
Yes.
We've overlooked the possibilities of a violin solo this morning.
A violin solo,
yeah,
or a fiddle tune?
I have a fiddle tune. I have it on good authority that Charlie Linville is down from Salinas.
You do have?
Yes, he's living in my front room right at this present time. So I would.
You mean he's snoring in your front room?
I would suggest that you get on the ball.
I suppose you threw old Steve out on the back porch and let Charlie sleep in the bed.
Well, Steve's taking fiddle lessons from Charlie now. Steve, that's my youngest boy.
That's the worst I've ever heard.
That's my boy with a haircut.
Well, who's Charlie taking from now?
Margie.
Yeah.
His wife.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
On violin. How about having a little fiddle music, huh?
Free little boy, indeed.
Give it to us.
Thank you.
Tex, that little bird. And say, yesterday I was looking at one of our big newspapers here, and I come across a thing called Believe It or Not by Robert Ripley. And then it tells about a Chinese emperor, Cuchi, who invented the art of sitting. He invented the art of sitting in 2637 B.C. And we are indebted to this Chinese emperor that we sit on chairs instead of squatting on the floor. Now, if he hadn't have thought that up, look at all the pleasure we would have missed from a Phoenix Airflow chair. Can you imagine that? And also, there's another statement that 70% of the people on the earth don't sit in chairs. Now, that leaves us quite a wide field, boys, for Phoenix Airflow chairs, I'll tell you that. And those Phoenix Airflow chairs will live up to every statement we've ever made about them on the air. For the past 35, 40 to 50 years, Phoenix Airflow chairs have been on the market with that patented steel suspension underneath the chair that provides all that real comfort, all that deep down relaxing, all that automatic adjustment that you could possibly ask for in a chair. The Phoenix Airflow chair has it for you. Now, I watched them build these chairs, as I've told you before, right from the very beginning when the truck pulls up in front with a load of lumber on it, to where the Phoenix Airflow chair comes out of a long, smoothly working assembly line that makes every chair uniform so far as the construction of the chair goes, so far as that steel unit underneath the chair. The only difference in the price of the chairs is in the particular fabric that you like on your chair. So see that Phoenix Airflow chair. Pick out the fabric you like. Pick out the chair you like, and then sit in it. And you'll know what real comfort is and just what it can be to you. You can see Phoenix Airflow chairs in the May Company at 8th and Broadway in downtown Los Angeles. That's the May Company, 8th and Broadway in downtown Los Angeles. Incidentally, Easter's rolling around. We'll be giving gifts to people. And maybe a nice gift to every member of your family would be a Phoenix Airflow chair. When you go in to look at a Phoenix Airflow chair, you do us all a favor if you'll mention the fact that Harmony Homestead and Cliffy Stone said for real comfort and a real relaxation, you can't beat a Phoenix Airflow chair. Well, Tex, can you wrap a hoe down right around that fiddle here for about 2 seconds, huh?
Okay, let's
hear it.
All right.
We just got through working. Neighbors, that concludes the second portion of Harmony Homestead. The part, as Carl Saunders says, the comfortable portion, brought to you by Phoenix Airflow Chairs. We'll be right back with the third portion in about 2-3 seconds. Able to offer the gladiolus to you folks? Well, now, don't put it off. In a few minutes, Carl will tell you all about that. So you sort of get with it, will you? And now here's Tex Atchison. Tex is going to sing a beautiful solo, like only Tex can do. It's called No One to Cry To.
And each night I beg of you,
Please answer to my prayer and give me someone to cry to, someone to say I do, someone to whisper I love you.
Hereby add that Tex Acheson wrote that number, too.
No.
Didn't you? Who wrote it?
No, I wrote that other...
Which one did you write?
Boy Willing wrote this...
That's right.
I wrote Someone to Come Home To.
Yeah, well, this is Someone to Go Home To.
Someone to Go Home
what
To,
What did you just sing?
Someone, I sang No One to Cry To.
Well, I've got on the program Someone to Go Home To.
That we sang. We sang
already.
That. That was a trio.
Well, what program am I listening to?
Endocardiogram. I'm Tex the Math.
And now let's hear from old Tex Saunders over there. And, Carl, don't mean to tell me this is the last week for gladiolas, for sure. That's right, Carl. And now here's Tex Ann and Merle Travis. Merle and Tex Travis. And you listen to Hominy Harmstead. And I think I better take a week off. Maybe go to Lone Pond. Is your cabin empty up there, Tex?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you don't. Kids, let's have that song.
Let's see if you were up there.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Cattle lowing in the lane.
You see those fields of waving grain. The meadowlark sings his sweet refrain in our little home in the country.
When the rooster crows for the break of the day,
and you scent that breath of the new mown hay,
it's a life of bliss in our hideaway,
in our little home in the country. We're just as comfy as two peas in a pod,
two pigs in a puddle,
two bugs in a rug. We're just as cozy as two birds in the tree. We don't owe the grocer,
and the rent is free. The old dog barks and the old mule brays.
The hens all cackle about the eggs they lay. Every new day's born in a rural way, in our little home in the country. Gee, but it's great to be a farmer, living in the sunshine and the rain, away from the noise of all the city. You'd enjoy the life, here's what I mean.
The cattle a-lowing in the lane.
You see those fields of waving grain. The meadowlark sings his sweet refrain in our little home in the country.
When the rooster crows for the break of day,
and you scent that breath of the new mown hay,
it's a life of bliss in our hideaway,
in our little home in the country. We're just as comfy as two peas in a pod,
two pigs,
bugs in a rug. We're just we're just as comfy as two peas in a pod,
two pigs in the puddle,
two bugs in a rug.
We're just as cozy as two birds in the tree.
We don't owe the grocer,
and the rent is free. The old dog barks and the old mule's bray.
The hens all cackle about the eggs they lay.
Every new day is born in a rural way,
in our little home in the country. Couple of farmers.
Well, you certainly got that pig into an awful mess there, Merle.
Coughing. I started to say something about a pig, and up come a frog.
Yeah. That's all right. Well, Jack Rogers in the studio this morning. Anytime anybody comes up here to see the program, we sure put them right to work. And, Jack, get over here.
Yes, Clell.
Borrow a guitar and get with it here.
I kind of swung into Merle's here.
That's all right.
I want to do a little bit of my own version, and I wrote this thing myself.
Well,
thank goodness.
That's unusual on this show. Somebody doing their own song.
Everybody gets around here doing their own song. Next time I'm not going to say it, I wrote a number, and I'm just going ahead and do it. You've done me wrong.
Ah, brother, I like that.
I'm tired of being kicked around by you, dear, when you don't care about me anymore. I've always thought the world of you, but now you know we're through. You've done me wrong, there's nothing else to do. My dreams were all of you when we first met, dear. Your heart must have been cold right from the start. You never cared when I said we must part, dear. And you don't care now that you broke my heart. We may as well forget the past now that you know we're through. You've done me wrong, there's nothing else to do. How's that?
Jack, that's swell. By golly, we should come up again, will you, and we'll get you on earlier.
I'd like to finish that next time.
All right. Now, Carl Saunders, if you come in here and do some finishing up for Gladiolas Incorporated, will you? Thank you, Carl. And now here's a quartet. Sing the last number of the morning when it's nighttime in Nevada.
When it's nighttime in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you. I miss you when the campfires are gleaming, and I wonder if you divide and the trail we used to ride. It's the only bit of heaven I knew. When it's night I'm in the battle, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you.
Thanks to you neighbors for listening out there. Thanks to Ozzie Godson, to Jack Rogers, Merle Travis, Tex Atchison, Tex Ann, and Andy Holcomb. Thanks to myself. Well, I think that covers everything, and thanks to the Michigan Bulb Company for bringing this program to you. Remember to send in for your gladiolas right away, huh? See you at 12 o'clock with Dinner Bell Roundup time.